Have you ever been hungry? Jesus will feed you. Have you ever really needed him when he didn't need you? Have you ever seen someone who was down and out? Jesus just didn't care about. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor is he begging for bread. You may be down today, but help is on the way. Dark clouds may dim your skies. He'll answer you by.
Gullah Soul Music Vault, and I have a very special guest today, Bishop Simon from the Rehoboth Restored Ministries in Clute, Texas, and we're going to be talking with him today. He's going to tell us a little bit about what's going on over at the church, his book, and his work in the community with the church. And so The song you just heard, before I go any further, was a new release from my wife. So we were glad to spin that one for you on this morning. Hope you enjoyed that. So now I'm going to get into my conversation with Bishop Simon. And so I want to introduce him right now. Bishop, how you doing this morning, sir? Come on in the conversation.
Good morning. Good morning. Pastor Austin, we're thankful to the Lord for this opportunity to come and to share. And I'm excited and just excited about what the Lord is doing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I want to say that I'm truly happy to be on staff here. Bishop Simon shared his dream, his vision with me that the Lord gave him for the community, for the church being a beacon, if you will, for the community. And he shared that vision with me. And I told him, I bought into it. I'm buying into this vision that the Lord showed him because I want to be a part of what God is doing. And so I want to say I'm happy to be on staff here. And I'm enjoying myself here. And the staff here, the members here, man, just open their arms to me and my family, man. And so I'm just having a wonderful time over here in fellowship with Bishop Simon and the church family here. So I want him to tell us a little bit about the church. And, you know, y'all just heard now. I'm excited about being over here. So, you know, y'all want to know why? Well, you know what? I'm going to let him tell y'all a little bit about what the church is doing here in the community and the programs that are offered here and just open up so that way we can get a full understanding of what his direction is. And so, Bishop, go ahead and let us know a little bit about what's going on here.
Well, you know, Rehoboth Restored is basically a young church. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been pastoring for over 40 years. Obviously, I'm not as young as the church is.
Yeah.
But the church, excuse me, is basically a young church that we started maybe about 6 years ago. And the Lord has blessed us, you know, with the facility that he's blessed us with, just really miraculously walked us into what he had for us. And, you know, and I say to everyone that's listening to me this morning, if we don't be weary in well-doing, we will reap if we don't faint. And usually the only time that you don't reap is that you faint.
Yeah.
You know, it's, it's no two ways about it. If you don't faint, you will reap.
Yeah.
And if you you know, either one or two things, if you have not reaped, it's because maybe you fainted or because that time has not yet arrived. Mm-hmm. But if you stay with it. So we here at Rehoboth, and so what we wanted, what we wanted was to place within the community something different.
Yes.
You know, to give people a choice. Now, we're still making ourselves known in the community, and of course, I'm working, you know, you're really helping me with that. I'm thankful to the Lord for the connection that he's made between us, because you're helping me to, you know, establish us in the community and also to upgrade some things.
Yes,
upgrade some things. And, you know, we could go to a whole number of things that we're doing here and that we're going to have here. Because first of all, let me say the overall vision was to set up something that was not in the community, you know, because, you know, what's going to make people come to this church versus going to the church down the street.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and it basically it is to have things here that's not to put down the other churches or their vision or what have you. But the Lord said to me, you know, that you have to you have to do something. Church has been around a long time.
That's right. That's right.
You know,
that's right.
You know, people have been going to church for a long
time.
Yes,
sir.
So what is it? So first of all, we could just start right here with the music, you know, with the music, what we're doing here. And, you know, you'll be able to do live recordings. We have
that's
a
true.
Studio.
That's right.
You know, we're working on setting the studio up where you could do in-house recording. And really we're trying to set it up where we could go from a quartet to a choir.
Right. That's you right.
Know, you know, do it all. Well,
yes,
I guess
sir.
You say from a solo to a choir.
Right.
But so the first thing is musically. The Bible says this. It says that a man's gift will make room for him.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
I believe that the reason that there are so many gifts outside of the church is because the church has not made room for the gift.
Wow.
You know,
yes,
so,
sir. Man,
you know,
that's something.
Yeah. So even though a man's gift will make room for him, if the church doesn't make room for the gift,
yes, right.
then
that's
that
right.
man has got to go somewhere where his where the room has
that's
been
right.
made
that's
for
right.
his gift.
Yes, sir.
You know, so that his gift can make room for him.
Yes, sir.
And so what we want to do here, you know, and we're dealing with one part here, musically. Mm-hmm. We want to, I would like to see a full band, mm-hmm. you know, a full band.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, we started, we have the keys and the drums and the guitars, the bass and the lead. Well, there are other instruments,
that's right.
and there are other people that's out there that's really not connected to a church.
That's right.
You know, because the church has not made room for
that's
their
right.
gifts. And so what we're saying is, okay, we've made room for your gift.
Ain't that something?
Yeah, you can come because we've made room
yes,
for your
sir.
Gift. No matter what your gift is,
that's right.
we've made room. So that's the first thing that we're doing. And then, you know, as it goes go along with that, you know, we start with some type of honorarium, but you want that to grow, because what I've discovered, I said to a pastor, some pastors, I said, listen, because I had brought a guy into the area of a musician. I don't know if you've heard of, his son is a nationally known musician, and then the other guy, I can't think of their names right now, if I can call it a name, they're well-known organists,
yes,
you
sir.
Know, nationally. He trained them. So I brought him in to train musicians in the area because I saw that there was a shortage
yes, sir.
Of keyboard players
right.
in the area. So
yes,
I said to him, I said, you know what, if you're not willing to pay this small price to have a musician trained, you're not willing to pay a musician to play in your church.
Right.
And so you'll forever be without
yes,
a musician.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Because if you can't take the seed, if you can't see developing a musician as a seed for your work.
Yes, sir.
As your work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my daughter and son, you know, they play here. Of course, you know them well. And they've been playing for a number of years, But when they first started, you know, they practice almost.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
Yeah.
I know. I've been there myself.
Yeah. You know, but you have to
yes,
allow
sir.
Room.
That's
you
right.
have to. You have to be able to recognize a gift and then allow room for that gift to grow.
That's right.
So that, you know, and so... So that's the first thing, musically.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're saying to everybody that's listening to us that you're able to come to Rehoboth, Restore, and do live recordings, whether
that's
you
right.
want to do your choir,
that's right.
Do your quartet, or do your solo. As you said, your wife did this, you know, the number that you played just before.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And... you know, so you're able to do that, and we're able to do that here
that's right.
on site.
That's right.
So musically, that was the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to offer something in the community that is different.
Yes, sir.
So we're doing it musically. Go ahead.
I remember you, I was on my mind while you were talking, and I remember the first conversation that we had, and you talked about excellence, and And all of this is just coming back to me, you know, as you were talking. And then I remember that program that you started, you know, to train and help those that have people within their churches, to train them how to play a keyboard, a piano, or a guitar.
Right.
And, you know, I remember growing up as a kid, you know, in the churches we grew up in. And, of course, y'all have to understand now, for those of you who have been following me for a while, you know, I've been sharing with y'all, I grew up in the 70s and 80s as a child. But in the churches back then, Doc, I remember it was a bunch of us kids, and we would be sitting on benches, and we were waiting on our turn to get on drums. You know, I remember before I even played a guitar, you know, I would take a fan and I would watch people like Pastor Randon and Apostle Kevin Hall when they were younger, when they had their group. And I would sit there and I would play my fan like I was playing a guitar, you know.
Okay.
And so it's like, and when you brought this program here in the community, Jumpstart, that's where my mind took me. I remember when you started that. And so I want to encourage, just like Bishop was saying, you know, invest in your ministry. I'm not, you know, we're not on here to make anybody feel less than, or by no means. We're here to encourage you, you know. And I just want to, you know, for those who've been following for a while, y'all know I'm going to speak the truth. And so it's, you know, CDs are okay, but I'm not knocking that if that's what you have to do. But, you know, invest in some individuals in your church that will not mind picking up an instrument, learning how to enhance your service. You know, and, you know, people understand when you have live instruments,
yeah,
and musicians, it really enhances the anointing, how it flows. You know, when that CD stops, then everything kind of stops.
Exactly.
And I'm just being true, you know, and you know, and the Bible says the truth will make you free. So when we know the truth, you know, we know we can do better. And so that's why I bought into this vision. I'm still buying into this vision that Bishop Simon has here. And so, you know, like he was saying, we have the resources here to help you.
Right.
We're doing this recording in here right now to let you all see what we're doing over here. And he's able to share his vision. And so and like I said, y'all, it's a very solid vision. And I love the direction where it's going. And so I thank God for connecting us and putting us together. And right now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to spin another song, and then we're going to come right back at y'all. Y'all hold tight. Yes, y'all, that was Overflow by K.D. Kendrick featuring your boy, Lee Austin. Yeah, man. And my son, as a matter of fact, he's featured on that project with me. He did the percussion for me and helped me with the freelance job that day, helping brother K.D. Kendrick out all the way from Lufkin, Texas. Yeah, man. So I want to thank brother K.D. for allowing me to spin that song of his, man. Thank you, my brother. And we're back again, y'all, with my special guest today, Bishop Simon. And so we were in a very, very good discussion about direction of this church ministry. And you know what? The body of Christ as a whole, you know. And so what's the difference between recording with this type of a setup versus a camera phone? Well, y'all can listen to the quality of this particular broadcast right now. You want your service, you want your concert, you want your musical, whatever you're doing, you want it to have good quality, nice quality, so it can be what we call radio friendly. That's a term we use in broadcasting. It just like what you're hearing right now, my voice you're hearing Bishop Simon's voice, you're hearing me roll in the songs, that is called radio friendly. And so I remember in the past when I was at a TBN affiliate, I was an audio engineer over there, and there were pastors that were trying to get their programs on air, or they were trying to get their choir or their praise team or their group on air. And so a lot of things that worked against them, Bishop, was the fact that what they presented wasn't radio friendly. It has to be mastered.
All right.
You know, mastering is just not turning the volume up. There's calibrations that I have to do on this board, you know, to what we call master them, and to compression ratios. There's a lot of stuff on here that people don't realize. I'm not just the guy that he brought on board here just to flip a switch on and say, I'm a sound man. And there's no, it's things that I'm doing here. I'm not trying to make anybody feel inferior by no means, but I worked hard to pass the test to be on the Society of Broadcast Engineers. And so and what Bishop was saying, that he has made room for me. Wow, man. Now look, that's my testimony. Bishop Simon, through the voice of God, hearing God's voice, came to me and made room for me here. See, so that's my testimony. And so we want to just help the community in every way we can with the resources that we do have here. And Bishop Simon also has workshops that he can help set up. Bishop, tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I was thinking as you were talking, you know, a lot of churches, excellence, nothing beats excellence.
That's right.
Nothing,
that's right.
Nothing. And the Bible talks about Daniel, and it says this. It says Daniel had an excellent spirit. Mm. And because he had an excellent spirit, God continued to promote him.
Yes.
I want to say this. You, Lee Austin, and my son, Joshua Simon, you've gone to other churches and done what we're talking about.
Right, here. That's right.
Helping those churches.
That's right.
You know, of course, you know, what you are able to do in a workshop would not be the same thing as what you're doing here on a daily basis.
That's right.
But at least being able to set churches mm-hmm. where their sound, where the people that's operating the sound at least understand
that's right.
What they're doing.
Yes, sir.
You know, because you have people back there turning buttons
yeah.
and they don't know what they're doing.
That's right. I used to be that guy.
Yeah.
I used to be that guy. Yeah.
And so, you know, and one of the most frustrating things is for a preacher to be preaching and he lose, you know, the guy makes a wrong turn on yeah. that sound. And man, that just throws everything.
It does.
So I want to say to you those of you that are listening, these guys, they do workshops. And of course, you know, the labor is worthy of the hire. And I'm not preaching that part of it, but I am saying to you, mm-hmm. you know, this is not something, because whatever does not cost you, you don't remember.
Mm.
You don't remember.
That's right.
David said, I would not do bring the Lord anything that does not cost me. Uh-huh. So these guys do workshops.
Yes.
They do workshops. They go into your churches, help you to set up your sound and get you to a point where you can at least be radio friendly.
Yes, sir.
<You know? laughs> And then the second thing that I want to say before we move on uh-huh. is, you know, a while back, maybe a year two back, I had a gentleman to come that's a renowned musician, and we're friends, we're still friends. And again, if I could thank Travis Sales is his son's name, and Corey Henry mm-hmm. is the other guy that he's trained. Corey Henry is a nationally, mm-hmm. internationally known organist. We had a chance a few weeks ago to hear Travis Sales in person.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome, wow. Awesome organist.
Wow.
And, you know, so this guy that trained these guys is available to us. We can bring him down if there's enough of you that says, you know what, I have somebody in my church
yeah.
that I want to sponsor,
mm-hmm.
You know, in a, you know, where, you know, the Bishop Sales could come and teach.
Yes, sir.
Either organ. He teaches organ, keys, and voice. He teaches organ, keys, and voice.
Wow, y'all, that's the full package right
there. Yeah. And so if you do, you can contact us either at RehobothRestored at gmail.com, or you can contact me at BishopAD@ Rehoboth Restored. I'm sorry. Or you could just hit me up on Facebook.
Yeah.
That'd be the easiest yeah. way. Hit me up on Facebook and say, uh-huh. you know, I have someone that I want to train, and we can set it up where this guy would come down here. And let me tell you, to invest in your own musician will cost you less than hiring someone out of Houston to come down and play.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just the way it is.
That's right.
That's the way it is.
Yes.
And so we wanted to, you know, so musically, you know, we're trying to do something different. Musically, mm-hmm. we're trying to do something different. It's not just them up there singing, but also the things that you're doing behind the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I knew when I talked to you, I knew that you played the guitar. I knew that you, because you had recorded us doing something maybe a couple of years ago.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And I knew about it, but I didn't know the extent of your knowledge,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so, you know, there are people around us, you know, that are gifted.
Mm-hmm.
And so you may see David went to the kingdom not because of his kingly anointing. He wasn't drawn mm-hmm. there by that.
Mm-hmm.
He was drawn there by his ability to play the harp.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he first got to the kingdom.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then the other things uh-huh. were discovered after he got
yes,
there.
Sir. Uh-huh.
And man, you are a wealth of information.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Yeah, a wealth of information. And I'm so thankful. Uh-huh. I'm so thankful that the Lord has made this hookup, you know, and what you're doing for the ministry is tremendous. So I'm saying to all of you that are listening to me, there are things that are available, but you got to want more.
Mm-hmm.
You can't settle for, you know, like he was saying, the soundtracks, that's okay if that's what you have to do, but don't settle for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the best.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
That's not the best. You know, I could ride a bicycle, but it would take me a long time to get to Houston. you know, so there's something more. So we're saying to you, listen, those things are within your reach. Mm-hmm. You could have a better sound system, a better sound operator. You can have musicians. Mm-hmm. You know, we know the ability. We have the ability here to teach the organ, the keys, even to work with your singers or to play. You play lead and bass.
Yes.
You know, and well, I discovered you play key too.
Keyboards. Yes, all, yeah. Yes,
and I guess drums as yes, well. You know, so you have the ability. So you have the ability to if you have people that want to learn, and that's, you have the ability to send them to contact us.
Yes, sir.
And we'll set it up, mm-hmm. you know, for them to be taught music. So,
yes, sir.
So that's the first part of the vision. Mm-hmm. You know, the first part of the vision was to, again, the overall vision is to present something in the community that's not here.
Yes.
And so we're doing that musically. Hopefully we're doing it word wise. We have, you know, the pandemic has, the Apostle Paul said, I've learned that in whatever state I am in, to be content mm-hmm. therewith. And so pandemic or no pandemic, mm-hmm. you know, we have to learn.
That's right. That's right.
You know, we have to develop the behavior in order to live in wherever we are.
That's right.
We have to learn that. Mm. And so we've learned some things that we've learned in the midst of the pandemic.
Didn't we? Yes, sir.
you know, that have helped us.
Yes, sir.
And so one of the things is that we do Zoom Bible studies. Now, we don't do in-house Bible studies on Wednesday night. And but I have people from Mississippi, from Arkansas, and here in Texas that's not a part of the church mm-hmm. that listen on those Zoom Bible studies. And so we do the youth on Tuesday nights. I want to say from 6:30. I may not have the time right. Mm-hmm. So, I think it's 6:30 to 7. And you can, if you email youth@rehobothrestored, mm-hmm. someone will get back in touch with you and give you the information. I think they're doing maybe from like 5 to 12 or something like that right now.
Okay.
And then the vision is to go to the upper class, from 13 to 17.
Okay.
But right now, I think it's like 5 to 12. On Wednesday nights, we do adult Bible study. And what we're doing in adult Bible study is that we're going through the books of the Bible. We have gone through we're doing the epistles right now mm-hmm. and getting a working knowledge of what those mm-hmm. authors were saying.
Yes, sir.
And how we would apply that to our lives. And so you could join us on our Wednesday night Bible study. The username, I guess that's the first one, mm-hmm. but it's 812-535-2015. Again, that's 812-535-2015. And then the passcode is 458-404. And again, if you didn't, you know, get these numbers, you can inbox us. We have a church page, Rehoboth Restored, mm-hmm. on Facebook. I have a page, Bishop A.D. Simon, and then Lee Austin has a page. You could, you know, he'll get the word to us that, you know, this person want the information. Mm-hmm. And so you could do that. We also, what we do for people that's coming in, we have what we call a new membership class, which gives people that are coming into the church an overall view of the church, mm-hmm. so that they know what to expect once they come in, and what is the process. Mm-hmm. You know, what is the process? Now, in the olden days, you had to go through this 12 to, you know.
I remember that.
You had to go through. This is a new day. And so you have people. Let me put it this way. Let's say you just come into the church.
Yes, sir.
But you're gifted.
Mm-hmm.
So we need what you have, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why would we put you on the sideline for 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
No, we need to get you involved in what we're doing as quickly as possible.
Yes, sir.
While at the same time, integrate you into the church. That is, have that class.
I see that.
So what I'm saying is that if you come here, we're not going to set you on the sideline. Now, we are going to ask you to attend this class so that you would be familiar with what's going on and how we do things and that sort of thing. But at the same time, we're going to incorporate you into the church.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to, we're not going to wait till after we give you a certificate to say, oh, okay, where you want to work? No, mm-hmm. that's not how it works. God has placed you here, then we want to integrate you into what is going on.
Yes, sir.
So we have those classes. So we have the Zoom classes. We have the orientation class. Now, one of the things that that's in our future plan, two things, and then I beg to you. One is we are going to start a men fellowship.
Okay.
And it will be either on a Friday night or a Sunday evening, something like that. Mm-hmm. But we will come back in the back, and we'll just play games, maybe checkers and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Just kind of maybe once a month we'll all go bowling. Maybe take our wives or whatever.
Yes.
Go bowling, go to the movies. Oh,
so you bring it back old school.
Oh yeah,
old school. See that? Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So, because we want to build the men.
Right.
We want to build the men.
Yes, sir.
What has, you were talking about a person that you knew, but that basically is not going to church. But if you have this, where you're able to bring in people off of the street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody likes to play checkers. Everybody likes to play cards, dominoes, those sort of things.
Mm-hmm.
They, and it's a relaxed, men like a relaxed environment where they can get away from the hustle and bustle.
That's right, man.
And so we just come in, just the men, have a little, some type of Kool-Aid, sandwiches or something.
That's right.
But just in a relaxed environment for a couple of hours.
That's right.
And then, you go back home. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, once a month, we do something outside of the church, to go to a movie or go to go bowling, putt-putt golfing, do it all. Maybe we can get you to start a putt-putt golf down here.
Yeah.
So that's on the agenda.
Oh, yes, sir.
And then the other thing that is on the agenda, next summer, and I've already made contact, we're going to start a youth program, mm-hmm. a summer program,
mm.
A summer program. And, where you have youth to come in, they are taught, but more than that, they play.
Right.
Mm-hmm. more than they play. And so that's on the agenda for next summer.
Yes, sir.
Next summer. So those are the things that we, and one thing always lead to another.
Yes, sir.
So, when you start talking about vision, you say, okay, well, here is the vision. We want to reach the community,
mm-hmm.
and then when you say put the objectives to it, you never know all of the objectives. You never know all you're going to do.
Right.
Because one thing produces something else. Yeah. And so, you know, I'm just excited, man. I'm excited about what the Lord is doing here.
Yes, sir.
I'm excited about you being here. I like, you know, what is happening on Sunday mornings and you know, music. And,
yes, sir.
You know,
oh,
music.
Man, yeah.
Yeah, and it's going places.
Yes, sir.
And so that's my, you know, hopefully, you know, I try to you know, make sure I have a sound word.
Mm-hmm.
And because, man, out of all of the things that we do, man shall not live by those things
That's
alone,
right. That
but
is
by
so right.
every word
yes, sir.
That proceeded out
yes,
of
sir.
The mouth of God.
Yes, sir.
And so, I was talking to some ministers. I say, listen, the word has to speak to you before you can speak to the people.
Yes, sir.
You know, and so, you know, a lot of guys, the word doesn't speak to them. You know, they just up talking. But, you know, the word has to speak to you.
Yes, sir, it does.
You know, yeah, it has to speak to you.
Yes, sir.
So anyway, that's what we're doing. We're here at Rehoboth Restored, 607 Aiken Street. Again, the Lord has blessed us with an awesome facility and land, and so we're just excited about our future.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
man, I tell you, there's a lot going on over here, and Bishop shared with y'all the information, the address, social media information on how you can contact him, and you know, when if you're not doing anything, man, if you're able to, come on by and visit. And yeah, man, for real. And y'all, you know what, I want to come back at y'all. I want to talk a little bit about his book before we close this session, but I'm going to spin this next song. Y'all hold tight, I'll be right back.
Create in me a clean heart, and oh God, renew a right spirit within me. Release me inside.
Me Inside by Brother KD Kendrick and myself. I want to thank KD for allowing me to spin his tunes on my show today. And now I have another special guest. This is the daughter of Bishop Simon. This is the praise and worship leader here at the church, Sister Cassandra. Yeah, y'all, she's in the hot seat right now. And I just want to introduce her just for a few seconds. They're having rehearsal, so I wanted to bring her in just for a little bit, so that way she can say hello to everybody. Cassandra, how you doing today?
I'm and blessed. How are you, Pastor?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you, ma'am. I just want to say that, being a part of this ministry with you all, working in the music ministry, it's been very refreshing for me. And the anointing that God has upon those fingers, I'm telling you, man, it's just, I look forward to being here every Sunday. And so I just wanted to introduce everybody to you. And anything you would like to say?
I'm just blessed to have you with us. I mean, you really enhance the service, and you just take us to another level. And I just thank God for bringing you our way.
Wow. Well, thank you, ma'am. I thank y'all. I thank y'all for, I was telling the audience earlier how when I came here, everybody just welcomed me with open arms, man, made me feel so welcome and so comfortable. And I just want to thank you all for having me. And so, y'all, this is Cassandra here. Yeah, man, she's the praise and worship leader here. And so I'm going to cut this conversation short because she has to get back in there and continue on with the rehearsal. Thank you, ma'am, for coming in here and sharing with us just for this moment.
You're welcome.
All right, now I'm hollering about y'all in a little bit. Yes, y'all, now I'm back with Bishop Simon, and he has a book, and I want him to expound on that, and he's going to give you information on how to obtain it, but he's going to give us a synopsis about the book, and so I'm going to let him come on now, get back on the microphone, and share with us. Bishop Simon, where you at?
All right. Yes, sir. I wrote a book. It's called Victory Every Day. Mm. Victory Every Day.
Yes, sir.
And how God intended for us to have victory every day. Mm-hmm. You know, God didn't make any mess, and he didn't create anyone to live a defeated life. And so the book basically covers, if we're going to know that we have victory every day, we're to go back to the book of first mention, mm-hmm. and that is the book of Genesis. And in the book of Genesis, God placed man in a winning environment, mm. and he gave him winning things.
Yes,
and so
sir.
If we could go back and visit that, and that's what I've done in the book, the first maybe four chapters of the book of Genesis, mm-hmm. that's what the book is centered around.
Okay.
And one of my favorite chapters in the book is mercy before grace. Mercy before grace.
Yes, sir.
And so sometimes in life, as we travel, we sometimes miss it. We sometimes mess up, as was the case with Adam and Eve. They messed up. But yet God showed them mercy, mm-hmm. because when they messed up, they should have been destroyed. They should have been taken out. And so what God did, God said, is we cannot leave man. If we leave man as he is, he's eaten off the wrong tree. If he eats now off the right tree, he will live in a fallen state forever. Mm-hmm. There would be no redemption for him.
Yes, sir.
And so to keep him from eating off the wrong tree and the right tree at the same time, let's put him out the garden.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
So it was really God's mercy, uh-huh. that caused Adam to be removed from the garden.
Uh-huh.
And so often we do people a disfavor, a disservice,
mm-hmm.
by allowing them to eat off of both trees at the same time.
Uh-huh.
And they grow up thinking, uh-huh. that this is the way life is,
uh-huh.
and this is the way life should,
wow.
be. When in fact we should show the mercy and come in, because a lot of times discipline does not look like mercy. Mm-hmm. It does not feel like mercy.
Uh-huh.
To say no to someone,
right.
does not feel like mercy,
yes,
but
sir.
Oftentimes it is mercy,
mm-hmm.
because what it does is when you say no, you separate them from the wrong.
Yes, sir.
And put them on the track of the right. That's, mm-hmm. what God did with Adam and Eve. And he took them away from the, the tree. He wouldn't allow them to eat off of both of those trees at the same time.
Yes, sir.
He gave them mercy. Because mm-hmm. because mercy has to come before grace. And so a lot of times in the life that we live, the way that we live, we should have been destroyed.
Yes, sir.
But God gave us mercy,
mm-hmm.
you know, before grace came.
All right now.
You know, when grace came,
yes, sir.
You know, then we did the right thing. Uh-huh. We said the right thing. Uh-huh. But before that, we were just covered by uh-huh. his mercy.
Yes, sir.
You know, we should have been gone. We should have been destroyed. Uh-huh. We should have suffered many things.
Yeah.
But God. In his mercy.
Wow.
Because mercy covers us
yes,
where
sir.
We are.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't change us.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't even help us. It covers us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it covers us mm-hmm. so that we're not destroyed.
Yes, sir.
But grace comes, and grace is the ability of God working in us to do in us what we couldn't do for ourselves.
Yes, sir.
And so before grace comes, there's mercy.
Mm-hmm.
And so... So that's my favorite chapter.
Yes, sir.
You know, there are a number of chapters. You know, it's a short book. It's a quick read. You may even be able to read it in one setting, but it's a powerful book.
Yes,
and it
sir.
Deals with how God set us up for victory.
Yes, sir.
Every day.
Yes, sir.
How he set us up for victory every mm-hmm. day. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
We want to thank Bishop Simon for coming today, meeting with me, because I believe that his vision is right on point, you know. And so I know whenever we're hearing it from God, it has to be right.
Amen.
Has to be right. And so I don't want to forget his daughter, Christian, as a matter of fact, she has a book out as well, and it's called Getting to Okay. And so all of these resources, we have, oh man, there's authors here, musicians here, solid ministers here, the love is here. And so I wanted to plug her book as well before we close out. And y'all will be hearing from her hopefully soon. I want to help her get on here and talk about her ministry with her book and sharing. And so we have a few minutes left, but I want to allow Bishop Simon to come back again before we close out and just give some words of encouragement. And he's also going to give you all the contact information. If you missed any part of the this session when he gave out the information before, as far as the address, phone numbers, email addresses, I'm going to allow him to do that also, so that way we don't want anybody to miss. We don't want anybody to miss. And so, Bishop Simon, I want you to just go ahead and wrap this up for me, please, sir, and just give the people some words of encouragement, and then let everybody know again where they can locate you and this ministry.
Well, let me start with the contact first.
Okay.
We are located at 607 Aiken Street, that's A-I-K-E-N, in the city of Clute, Texas. That's 607 Aiken Street in Clute, Texas. You can contact me, of course, on Facebook, Bishop A. Simon at Facebook, or Rehoboth Restored at Facebook. You can email me at bishopad@rehobothrestored, or you can contact the ministry through email, rehobothrestored@gmail.com. Let me close with this. As I was sitting and I was thinking, because we've covered a number of things here.
Yes, sir.
Years ago, in the 80s, mid-80s, maybe early 90s, mm-hmm. we had a very progressive ministry there in Brazoria, very progressive. We had a school that was, we had about 95 students in this school. Mm-hmm. They were all races. I had a Bible study a midweek Bible study at 12 o'clock that was all races. Of course, the Bible study at night, And we had a church that was fast moving, mm-hmm. you know, fast moving, yes, you know. Sir. And we, you know, we were impacting the area. The problem was, mm-hmm. and it is the problem now that I'm addressing here,
mm-hmm.
Because it was the problem. You see, no matter, I met a pastor. Well, I didn't meet the pastor. I met his leaders,
mm-hmm.
the leaders of this church. And this pastor had gone through some things and really done some things. Let's yes, just be real. He mm-hmm. had done some things uh-huh. that was not, you know, really good. But but the church never suffered.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked the Lord, why didn't the church suffer? Why didn't people leave? What happened? Why? And he began to talk to me about the infrastructure of the church.
Mm-hmm.
That the church was not built around the pastor.
Mm.
It was built on infrastructure.
Yes, sir.
It's like the United States. If we just went through it, if we got a nut for a fruitcake for a president,
mm-hmm.
the country doesn't fold up and go home.
Mm-hmm.
The country had to still run. Why? Mm-hmm. Because that's infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
And so often, pastors, we do a lot of different things in the community,
mm-hmm.
but our base is not strong enough
mm-hmm.
to hold the results of what we do in the community.
Mm-hmm.
People were coming to our church all over from everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They were coming to the church. We had members coming from Houston, Freeport, all over the area to a little known town called Brazoria.
Yes, sir.
But our infrastructure
mm-hmm.
was not strong enough. And when problems came, the leadership of the church, many of them, ran.
Mm-hmm.
So my closing remarks to all of those, and I speak as a father in the gospel.
Yes, sir.
My closing remark, build your infrastructure and don't build it around you.
Yes, sir.
You know, build it.
Yes, sir.
That if you commit the worst thing that you could ever do,
mm-hmm.
it'll keep right on rolling.
Right on rolling.
Build your infrastructure.
Yes, sir.
Man, I can't say, and I feel the Holy Ghost as I'm saying it.
Yeah.
Build your infrastructure.
Uh-huh.
Make sure your infrastructure in your church is strong.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that the people that's leading your infrastructure is strong
and
committed
to
the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Don't, if your church is only, if you've got to control everything that goes on in your church will only grow to the extent that you can control it.
Mm.
But if you multiply yourself,
mm-hmm.
then your church will grow to the extent that you've multiplied yourself.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so, anytime anybody, when you start talking to me about, or somebody come to me and ask me something about, oh, the sound, I don't know. I love it when I can say, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love it because then I know
uh-huh.
that the infrastructure is growing.
Yes, sir.
Because God will surround uh-huh. you with people that know what you don't know.
Yes, sir.
And you can't That's be right. afraid of that.
Uh-huh.
You know, he can't do it. So that's what I would say. And probably if we had the infrastructure in the early 80s or 90s, who knows, it may be a mega church now.
Mm-hmm.
But the infrastructure, because I didn't know then what I know now.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw this pastor, and if I called this name, everybody would know who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. But when I saw these people, these leaders, I was able to have one-on-one conversation with them. They never brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
They just talked about what was going on in the church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to have a strong infrastructure
yes, sir.
So that whatever's going on over there, let it go on over there, you know. And, you know, a lot of times we as a people, we have too much pride, you know. You know, but anyway, that's another. But anyway, that's what I'm saying. That's my closing remarks to you. Build your infrastructure.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, touch, do all you can in the community. But if your infrastructure is not built, God can't send the people.
Wow.
He can't do it.
Yes, sir. Y'all heard it. Y'all heard it, man. Yeah. I'm telling you. Yeah. And it's the truth, you know. And so I've learned to hear and do. Whenever God is telling me something, and God uses us to pour into one another.
That's it.
You know, when God is using this man of God or a woman of God, anyone to come to you, to come to us and share what's on the mind of God, what's on the heart of God. And I've learned. I mean, I was a tough cookie to crumble back in the day, but I learned. And believe me, man, I know I'm the only one out there that has a testimony that can testify to that. But one day I decided to listen. And so I want to thank Bishop for sharing what was on his heart today, because I know God speaks to him and speaks to his mind. And so I want to thank him for taking the time to talk with me today and to share. And so for those of you listening, you can go to blogtalkradio.com, Lee Austin Gullah Soul Music, and you can listen to this session. And it'll be on demand as well. And so it'll always be there. Just go and listen to it. Check it out. And this is the first session I've had with Bishop Simon, and I'm hoping that it won't be the last one. So my main thing is to introduce him to you all. And I want to thank you, Bishop, once again, sir.
Thank you
for taking the time to do this interview with me. I hope and pray that you all are doing well. And until next time, God bless you. Much love. I'll holler back at y'all later. All right.